But more importantly than that, the man himself.
Standing in the blue corner.
Maybe the most legendary figure at Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Weighing in
I think we can all agree.
Pounds.
Michael G-Damn Gruber.
Whoa.
Joining us.
Hello.
10 out of 10 dentists agree that he's the number one icon of The Ticket.
Great teeth, great hair, great beard, great body.
Stop it.
What's up, Butta?
Great laugh.
I don't know.
How are you doing? How was your... appearance out front.
Cold. I think I have pneumonia.
Oh, no.
We're outside for 3 hours, right outside this wind tunnel known as the AAC.
At your size, that virus will just eat you up at such a quick rate.
Like it's already like 90% ravaged my body.
Can we all spell pneumonia?
Is there a nurse?
It's a tough one.
I miss you
already. Try spelling pneumonia. Let's have groups try to spell pneumonia. I bet he does. Okay, hold on.
Yeah?
Correct or not correct? Oh, look who's Googling it real quick. Cash. I think he will get it correct.
I think I will, too. P-N-E-U-N-O-M-I-A. Really?
Just a B.
No, there's no...
No, it didn't.
There's no B, but...
It's not like
pneumonia
Pam.
Is a breathing P-N-U. Respiratory condition in we which there is infection of the lung. P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A.
Oh, the extra M.
Damn, well, too sad. Come back next week and try again, Drew.
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
No, never! Before we need you, because you know the bag is empty after a week of filling in. So
if you're interviewing me, yes,
do you mind
that's
doing,
very clear.
Do you mind doing 2 hours with us today, please?
Yeah,
before
I got this.
Before we keep talking to Grooves, we're taking your Grooves-related phone calls right now at 888-787-1310. So
yeah.
Please call in.
Ask a Grooves.
Ask a Grooves anything you've always wanted to know about a Grooves.
I'll tell you the questions that they're the first few you'll hear. The first one you'll hear, Grooves, tell me if I'm right as far as the questions you get all the time. Is do you put the drops in on delay? And
which
not
I don't.
Live?
But yeah, that's yeah. How does the Inco or OpEx work?
That's do you think that's because people want to let you know that they care enough about your trade that they want to ask you how it's
I
done?
I think they're curious. Yeah, how it all works. Like how do I play it so magically fast? You know,
who knows before people can even think it.
Yeah, it's just
being played.
Yeah, there's no delay or anything. It's just instead of paying attention in class in college, I was just up here listening to the station and. Nerding out on the board and Inco and all that stuff.
Grooves
so.
Is like the collective subconscious of every listener. Like what I'm thinking, what I want to hear, the next drop, he just bam.
Yep. And it's there as you're
bottom.
Thinking it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Do people ever neat. Ask you if you get Hanges at like events?
That's the worst question.
They'll ask never like, ask. Oh man, you must get so much
what?
Strange.
Bottom. Whenever, because bottom. You work for the ticket, and it's like,
you said,
yeah.
Hell yeah. You're damn right.
Look at me.
No!
Being in radio trumps any kind of looks that you may or may not have.
What do you think about the fact that, I know we've talked a little bit about this, in all seriousness, about, like, directly influence how humans talk in this city. And you, if you could just wake up and pick a word or some drop that you hear, what's a couple, like you picked like crane, for instance, or ones that you just pick out of absolutely nowhere, and now for the rest of our lives,
anytime
we hear
crane or bottom or anything
right,
like that,
bottom.
Yeah, it just, you can't say it without repeating bottom 5 times or saying crane, like, crane. It's just, it's stupid.
Do you think it's weird? Is it awesome? I mean
it's what I've gotten used to. Like, I've been a Ticket P1 since I was 13 or so and started working up here at 16, so it's all I know. So getting certain words stuck in my head, just that's how it is.
What's your favorite drop? That has to be
that has to be one you get all the time.
God. And I really don't have one necessarily. It's kind of whatever
they're
the flavor
like
of the day
children.
Is. Yeah.
How do
they're
I
all,
decide
they're
amongst...
all beautiful.
I love them all equally.
They're all really smart. But pretty much any norm drop. Guess what I have in my underwear or in my butt or... Don't mark that.
Mark.
Dang it.
Mark.
The tables have turned.
Has he ever mentioned or anyone... What's the worst feedback you ever got about any... Have you ever been told never play that drop again?
From management, yes. But
And then it's played only in the first hour
then
back?
You wait a little while and then you play it again.
Do you remember that drop? Can you say...
I don't know. Probably something sexual norm. But, you know, the cool thing is with Norm himself... He's never told me, hey, don't play this or don't play that.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, Grooves, just play whatever. I know how this works.
We're here on the Cirque du Soleil show at 12:23 in the p.m. on a Saturday with our exclusive interview with Michael Gruber.
Michael Grooves Gruber.
Yes.
And, you know, I've got these blue cue cards here. Where did it all begin?
Oh.
What?
What?
With?
I'm sorry?
Huh?
We'll see his dad and his
Go
mom
ahead, Mike.
Got
yeah,
a hotel
and then,
room.
It wasn't a hotel room.
Oh, okay. Oh.
All right, let's take some let's take some phone calls here for Michael Gruber.
I got you. You got it? Here, let's ask your Grooves. Here we go.
Let's ask your Grooves on the ticket.
Hi, you're on the air. Ask your Grooves.
Hi, Grooves. I've got a litany of questions, but I'll start with the one.
Go ahead, friend.
How long did it take you to recover from losing all the wonderful hammer drops that you used in the crush?
Question. Excellent question.
Yeah, that 6 months after he left where we couldn't play anything from Mr. Grego was, it was a bit of a sea change. I think started to become more of an emphasis on norm drops and mic drops than ever before, but it wasn't that bad because there wasn't any choice, so it's just like with anything else up here, you just have to fight through whatever's thrown at you.
And the rules with that...
Are you finished?
Because those... Do they all still exist?
As far as I know, yeah. Like, not all of it might have come over from Maple right. Studios, but it's all there.
How much do you think we've lost, like, content-wise from that movie? I mean, is it all findable? Is it not all salvageable?
No, it'll all eventually be recovered. I just don't know when because there's so much. Yeah, we still have, like... 50,000 things, I think.
Don't worry, we've given you 20,000 Vita drops in the last week.
Yes, I know.
Did you hear
we
any
played
of those?
A few of them yesterday.
Did
yeah,
you really?
During the
Did
hardline,
you?
Yeah.
Really?
We played the PI ones and what you say about Cumulus sucks. You can mark that. But yeah, it was magical getting to listen to Drunk Vita. Is she listening?
Probably,
there's
yeah.
No question. She,
I love
say
you,
hi
Vita.
To her. She's a PI one.
Good.
Say hi to her.
Hi, Vita.
All right, here we go. Let's
Facebook me.
Let's take another caller. You're live on the ticket with Ask Your Grooves. Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to know if Grooves enjoys being short enough to being breast height with most women.
That I would think would be convenient.
It's pretty lovely. Like, yeah,
does that?
I love
he
it.
Is a serial motorboater after about 12:30
yeah,
in the PM.
That'll happen at the Barley House. Get a few beers in me and. Motorboating tends to happen.
I wanted to ask you that, too. What's the, and we've talked about this, too, and it's a sight to behold. What's your shot policy? Because you are one of the most shottable people at a bar.
Yeah.
I imagine everybody that sees you wants to buy you a drink or buy you a shot.
Yeah, and I'm too weak to really turn anyone down, like, unless I know that one more will make it all come back
up.
And your liver, proportionally, must just be... Compared to a normal person,
just about the size of a nice fish fillet.
Yeah, so a fish McBite.
Plucked from the sea.
We got another caller on the line. Hi, thanks for calling the ticket. You're on Ask Your Grooves.
Hey, what's up? I know this is Ask Your Grooves, but is this the Soroy Boys?
Yeah, what's up?
That's right.
Man, y'all are sorry for doing that to your mom, and y'all are going to hell.
He's right.
What are you talking about?
But enough of that.
He's right.
Any more questions about
that,
me.
That was not about Grooves. Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Terrible call. Caller.
Ask your Grooves. Hello.
It is your turn to talk on the radio.
Yes, I was wondering, I've been away for a while. What happened with the move? Did y'all just give up the Inco machine, or what happened?
Yeah, we switched to a new system called OpEx, and not everything transferred over because of file types and boring technical stuff like that. I don't really want to talk about the move any more than that.
Well,
probably pretty safe.
It's a sore subject, caller. A
little bit.
Sorry that...
it's a tough one, pal.
Bring that up.
Cumulus sucked.
Oh.
Jeez, Mom. Got this.
I think one thing about Grooves that people don't realize is they think it's all like soda pops and laughs, you know?
All soda pop and laughs?
Yeah, but he works a ridiculous amount of hours.
I really do.
He comes in really early. And
that is true.
Continue
you get
on.
In at about... At least a full hour
yeah,
and a half.
Yeah, generally about 11, and then I'm usually pulling stuff. Drops and audio at home.
So
let
you
me rephrase that.
What do you get? What do you do when you get here? You start prepping the bad radio open.
Yeah, that's the main thing because now it all has to be all put together as one single cut instead of whereas before it was hitting five different things all at one time. So there's a lot more pre-production going on, but that's the main thing. Then otherwise, dumping in whatever Corby drops. That he's got from the day before and e-brakes and stuff like that.
Hi, caller. You're on the air. Ask a Groove.
Welcome to the Cirque du Soleil radio program with our friend Groobs.
Starring me.
Starring the Groobs.
Talk now, sir.
Go.
Yes.
Speak.
Come on!
Yes, sir.
I was just going to ask you, what did you think about Matt Kenseth winning the Daytona 500 this year?
Good for him. That did happen, right? Yeah. I know I got quite a few tweets about that.
About the big win?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have another ticket tie-in? Like he's somehow involved with...
When Rich Phillips was doing a ticker update on some race, He was talking about Matt Kenseth when Psycho Dave interrupted him with the Hey Rich.
Hey Rich.
The famous Hey
which
Rich.
That hasn't been recovered yet, which I need that.
Oh, no. Hi, yeah. Caller. You're on the ticket. Ask your Groobs.
Hello, Groob.
Hello.
This is Kickball Head from your forum.
Well, welcome, Kickball Head, from my forum.
Will you acknowledge me?
Groobsismyleader.com.
Will you acknowledge me?
I just did.
hang up on him now.
Yeah.
Later, Kickball Head.
Bye, KBH.
Head. All right, last one. Make it count. Ask your Groobs. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Why can't he ever promote SportsBot 2K3?
I think he did, actually, sir.
Yeah, I'm the one that said, hey, everybody, it's SportsBot. Jeremy killed y'all with that all week.
At
Dr.
Pepper Ballpark.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, okay.
That was a great first segment.
That really was.
I want to keep doing this.
Really
can we not
good.
Keep doing this?
Yeah. Can you stay?
Sure.
I want your opinions on
Kat's on
RG3
vacation.
To Washington.
Yeah. If we haven't gotten a call on the hotline yet from Kat, then we're doing okay.
We might keep doing this or do something else next on the Cirque du Soleil Show on the ticket.
Bye.
Because who's this guy that we're interviewing?
Right. And I'll have you all know jokes? That this is our Chris Kuroda.
Yeah, that's right.
Groobs.
He's our leader.
And in this city.
You fish fans, chill out. I'm famous too.
So you can just relax and hang on to your panties for 10 minutes until we get done with the Groobs. Which, by the way, if you want to ask Groobs, you can still do it right now. 888-787-1310. We're taking calls and we're having fun with our hero.
Real quick, I see Krennic's in there.
Yeah.
Can we just give him a big round of applause? He's
already
been flawless on the tickers all day.
Yeah, he's done one ticker so far?
Unbelievable.
I've done two.
You're on
they're perfect. Yeah. I mean, you know, I do.
I feel a little bad calling a perfect game so early, but
yeah,
it's witnessing magic.
Yeah, no, it's not going to affect anything. I'm going to be perfect regardless, so
you
don't worry about it.
You have flawless for like 5 years.
We can also,
how long you been here.
Can you pot up my computer real quick? We can also give him claps for this.
For DJ Michael Kronic?
Yeah.
You heard this?
No.
Got a hunger for them like a Yeti craves.
Muff.
Show is addictive and it ain't no joke. Getting strung out on sports like it's
meth and coke.
So ease down your shorts and you're ready to go. Cause Mike and Cash will call it. But truth be told,
we're not that great at radio.
Yeah, you know.
That's
not
true.
Not the smoothest in the world, but just the fact that you
what
did
anything. What are you talking
anything.
About? That was flawless.
Nailed it.
Yeah, he did nail it.
DJ Michael
he might
Kronic.
Get a guest spot on NASCAR in Paris.
Ooh, that's the next hit single.
That is glory.
From Weekend Programming. All right, here we got a caller. You're on the air. Hi, welcome to Ask Your Groobs here on Weekend Programming on the ticket.
Yeah, I know he went to SMU for a while.
Uh-huh.
Is his parents ever, you know, try to push him back towards school or... But I'm just happy with what he's doing and it's happy.
Can I say one thing real quick before you answer?
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Shocked.
How was your answer?
No. I'm surprised with the level of serious questions that were I was expecting.
I know. This
people want to know about you.
People want to get to know me.
They do. I'm sorry. Now continue.
But no, the cool thing with my parents, like, if I were to go back to school, they'd be okay with that. If I were to keep doing this, they're okay with that, too. They're about... No, they are. The coolest parents ever, except for maybe Vida.
That's right.
Were they always like this? I mean, was there a time?
Like,
but your dad was a P1 before you...
Yeah, he's been listening for forever, and now my mom has been listening basically since I started up here, and they get it. So, you know, they'll email me or text me about different things that they hear and comment on it, and it's great.
So your first foot in the door here was as Norm's intern, right?
Yes.
Just much like Trey right there. So
sweet little
like
Trey.
Like me.
Just like Machine.
Oh,
just
and
like
Machine.
A handful of other people around
let's
here.
Let's bring Machine into the show.
Aren't we all just somebody, really? We're all somebody.
We're all people.
We're all people.
And black friends.
We're all black friends.
We have a black friend on the phone, line one. You're on the ticket. Ask Groobs.
Hello, black friend.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh.
Groob.
Yes'm.
What does it take to become a Groob?
Excellent question, caller.
I think it just happened. It's magic. You just kind of grow out of a little pea pod. And
what's your name, ma'am? Oh, she's gone. Huh?
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Ask a Groobs.
This is a great moment in my life. I have a serious question for Groobs.
This is weird.
How many times a day do you transform from Thunder Gun to Thunder Bottom?
Probably about twice a day, I'd
legit
say.
Legit question.
But I'm Thunder Gun all the time.
What
I just
Thor?
Become Thunder Gun Bottom.
I like Thor. Bottom. I like... When did
I've
you guys start calling each other
stupid...
Shoopy? How did Shoopy start?
Oh,
that's
God.
A good question.
Caller,
hang on a minute. Just listen.
Started a few years ago where me and Dan, back in the day, would just do little Norm baby talk impressions. And so that would kind of keep up, and then eventually it just became me and Dan would call each other Shoopy. And then Killer the Engineer picked up on it.
I play.
And one day, Killer was running a hardliner mode and was talking down line to me and saying, hey, Choopy, you know, we're coming in on this end and all that. And Mike was right there. And so after a little while, you know, he gets a moment to talk to me and says, hi, Choopy, with an S-H instead of the C-H, like Choopy. So it's being
how
idiots,
childish we could all
know,
be. It's
like,
so awesome.
And so Mike got it wrong. And so it just became me and Mike are Choopy. Anyone else that wants to get in on the bid is Choopy. And it makes no sense.
Doesn't have to. Hey, caller, no. You're on the ticket. Ask your Groobs.
Hi, caller.
Hey, Shoops.
Hi.
Hey, is it tough being awesome all the time?
Mm. It does Good get a question. Little tiring. Like, I don't know what it's like to be a normal, boring person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you're just redlining the awesome all the time. And you're just like, God, I need a break. But you can't because you're awesome. And it just never stops.
Got to be tough. Caller, hello. Ask your Groobs.
Hey, I got a question. Does Groobs sink in drops?
Pretty much at this point and for the last however many years I've been with the station, it's pretty constant. I think it's lessened a little bit the longer I've been full-time and, you know, being up here 8 hours a day trying my best to concentrate at all times. But, yeah, it's pretty much, if I hear anything, I'm thinking that would be a pretty good drop.
Like, do you feel that, like, you think drops in inopportune times, like in,
oh
your,
my gosh.
In your lovemaking?
Yeah. Oh, in my lovemaking all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of slap, slap, slapping sounds.
How do you determine when a drop has run its course in your head? Do you think, all right, we basically played this plenty?
Basically when nobody laughs at it anymore.
Really?
Luckily, I like to think I generally cycle through stuff enough where it's still reasonably fresh, but like I'm sure, I think we're right about at the breaking point with Bottom, even though now we have like
four new drops, but Will Ferrell, Peyton, Will Ferrell pops up.
Like
you
all
know?
Of a sudden something new, like with the aggressiveness.
Yes.
Aggressiveness.
Yeah. Right.
Like we had just Magic Johnson for the longest time, for like 5 years, and it basically played out long before that. But then all of a sudden Dan ran into like five new instances, especially Herschel Walker. And it becomes fresh again.
Caller, you're on the ticket. Hi.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Groobs. It's the Unticket.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, Hi, Unticket. We're all friends.
Yeah. Can I bring you a beer or two?
Right now. Do it.
What about three?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the Soroises.
They sell them in sixes.
Be there Spring in 10 minutes.
All right. All right. Thank you, Unticket.
For each of us.
Thank you, Unticket caller. All right. We should probably get back on time.
Yeah.
Groobs.
Cat's not going to like this when he does eventually come back into town and hears about
well, thank
it.
You for
about
your, this. Thank you for your courage and
I think
sharing.
He will like it.
Look, our bottom line is to entertain the P1.
And nothing is more entertaining than Groobs.
And yeah,
the go-to
you're welcome,
man.
Yeah. P1s.
Welcome to Team Having Fun.
Yes.
Groobs, you're
so glad
up,
to be part of THF.
Sorry. Say that one more time.
So glad to be part of THF.
Yes. You're a lifetime member. Michael Gruber, thanks for joining us, sir. He's right outside. You can go.
Okay. I'm going to go
give
pet him
a big hug. He has a fleshlight on his head. You can use it.
Cool.
12:45 is the time.